This is another DAM podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Gior. Today I'm speaking with Liana Cave. Liana, how are you?
I'm great. How are you today?
Good. Liana, how are you involved with digital asset management?
I work for KFC Global in the marketing department, and I'm in charge of our digital assets, and I've been in this role for almost 2 years.
How does the world's largest restaurant company use digital asset management?
That's a great question. I can only speak to KFC in our journey, and currently we're in the middle of implementation. We are about a month out from go live, and this is going to be our first global digital asset management system, and this will serve as the single global resource for all of our offices. But I want to kind of give you a little bit of a scope for some people who might not know KFC outside of the US, because a lot of time that seems to be quite a big surprise, is that we have over 1,900 stores and we are in 125 countries. So like I said, we are in the middle of implementation and I'm really excited about it. And I wanted to share the name with you because it just got approved, which is The Bucket.
Liana, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with digital asset management?
I think one of our biggest challenges has been managing the project. Luckily, we've had immense executive support, and a lot of the different functions are really wanting to get involved. Just to manage expectations has been a big challenge, and also to not try to do everything all at once. So I've really tried to develop the scope in phases, and I think that's going to be what is going to lead to our success, is just taking the elephant one bite at a time, as they say. We have had such immense support and excitement from the world. I think that oftentimes that you're implementing a DAM, you are faced with a challenge of the change. And right now I have felt nothing but the outpouring of support from all of our markets excited for this, which just leads to me being excited myself.
And what advice would you like to share with DAM professionals and people aspiring to become DAM professionals?
I think the DAM journey is a different one for each individual. And I've always kind of joked that it's my accidental career. And, you know, when I first started in this, I didn't know what I was doing. And here I am 15 years later and still working digital asset management. And I think that we all just got here a different way. But I think each way that each person got here is just as well respected in the community that we have. And I think that it's an exciting profession to be in. And I think it's great to always connect through podcasts, through conferences, and all these different ways that I think it's so helpful to not be isolated, because a lot of us are often the only person who are doing it in the company. I think the DAM community is a strong one, and I suggest being involved in it.
Well, thanks, Liana.
Well, thank you.
For more on this, visit anotherdamblog.com. For this and 185 podcast episodes, visit anotherdampodcast.com. If you have any comments or questions, please feel free to email me at anotherdamblog@gmail.com. Thanks again.